The Tiger Who Came to Tea. This is a story of a tiger, one who makes a mess. He enjoys dining with humans, a little difficult, you may guess. He prides himself on his appearance, his manners and finesse. He's a loving and kind-hearted tiger, and one who aims to impress. This is a story of a tiger, whom has good intentions no less. One who, due to his large appetite, will eat all of your food, yes. The tiger...
After quenching my thirst, I sauntered ever so elegantly around the kitchen to see what else took my fancy. A heavenly ham and pea stew cooking on the stove. Some petit appetizers in the cupboard. Hand-cut crinkled crisps and cheesy nibbles.
All things bright and beautiful, all creatures great and small.
Almighty God, we give thee humble thanks for that thou hast vouchsafed to deliver Teresa, thy servant, from the great pain and peril of childbirth. Grant, we beseech thee, most merciful Father, that she, through thy help, may both faithfully live and walk according to thy will.
So her condition came to light?
Yesterday, matron.
And she was last unwell?
September.
7 months?
She let out her clothes and took her mother for a fool.
Has your doctor verified?
There wasn't time.
May I take his details?
Why?
To send for her notes.
But he bowls with her father, who has...
I'm sorry, Norma. You have no right to contact your child.
But what if we get married?
Well, I hope you will get married, but not to someone else's husband. Did the tablets dry up your milk, Norma?
Yes, matron.
Don't let the other girls see you like this.
I won't.
We don't want to worry them.
I have done wrong. I'm going to hell, aren't I?
Who on earth told you that?
I am, I know I am.
Norma, listen.
Oh God, I'm going to hell.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom,